Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today your English will improve. Have you ever had a dog jump on you? Maybe you were trying to have a conversation with your friend, and your dog was so excited that it wouldn't stop jumping on you. To the dog, this type of behavior is very harmless. However, to you, this behavior can be very frustrating and even a bit irritating. So, what do you do about it? Well, today we are going to discuss several ways to help your dog from jumping on people. The first tip is ignore the jumping. So, if your dog jumps on you, ignore it. The second tip is turn your back. Once again, if your dog jumps on you, turn your back on the dog. And third is incompatible behaviors. Well, let's go join Gabe inside so we can learn more. So, hey Gabe, have you ever had a dog jump on you before?
Oh, well, actually, as a matter of fact, I have, Rebecca.
Oh, really? So, what did you do about it?
Well, I didn't really do much about it because I enjoy dogs, and if they're going to jump on me, that means they're just being playful, so it doesn't really bother me.
So you actually like when dogs jump on you?
Yeah.
Well, today's lesson is tips to help your dog stop jumping on people. So we're going to find out how you can keep your dog, or your friend's dog, from jumping on people.
All right, so let's get started with the first reading for the day.
Tips to help your dog stop jumping on people. Down, doggy, down! Dogs tend to jump up naturally to greet people because they're eager and excited. While your dog's intentions are harmless, some people might perceive this behavior as annoying, and it can be particularly dangerous if you have a large dog jumping up on a child or elderly person. The American Kennel Club, AKC, offers the following tips to help stop your dog from jumping on people. Ignore the jumping. The best way to teach your dog not to jump is to show him that jumping won't get him any attention, positive or negative.
Hi everyone, welcome to our language lab. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 intention 这个名词。Intention 是指意图或者是目的。例如 Sam expressed his intention of running for the chairmanship. Sam 表达了他要竞选主席职位的意愿。或者是 The gift from the ambassador is a symbol of his good intentions. 这个礼物是大使表达友好之意的象征。它的动词是 intend, I-N-T-E-N-D, 意思是指计划或者是打算。例如 Gina intended to finish college before getting married. Gina 打算要先完成大学学业再结婚。继续我们看的是 annoying 这个形容词，它原本是 annoy, A-N-N-O-Y, 打搅或者是使人讨厌这个动词的现在分词。当它当形容词的时候是指讨厌的或者是恼人的。例如 The annoying noise from the club keeps the neighbors awake at night. 俱乐部恼人的噪音让邻居们晚上都无法入睡。或者是 It's really annoying when a flight is delayed and the airline won't even tell you the reason. 当班机延误但是航空公司连原因都不告诉你的时候真的会觉得很烦恼。
Thanks, Michelle. Well, like we mentioned earlier, today's lesson is called Tips to Help Your Dog Stop Jumping on People. And here in the first line of our lesson, we read, Dogs tend to jump up naturally to greet people because they're eager and excited. And right here, we see the phrase tend to. So let's talk about this phrase.
Okay, if you tend to do something, that means you probably will do it, or it's very natural for you to do it. And everybody tends to do different things or certain things. For example, that baby tends to cry a lot. Or Rebecca tends to scream whenever she sees cockroaches.
Gabe, I do not. I do not scream when I see cockroaches. As a matter of fact, I have the tendency to kill the cockroach.
Oh, well, you do tend to argue with me every time I mention cockroaches. But I do like that word you used, the word tendency. That's another form of this word. If you have the tendency to do something, that means you tend to do something.
Exactly. And another way you could use this phrase, tendency, would be, Julie has the tendency to bite her nails. Gabe, do you have the tendency to bite your nails?
I do not have the tendency to bite my nails, but I do have the tendency to move on to other important words in our lesson when we're running out of time. The next sentence says, while your dog's intentions are harmless, some people might perceive this behavior as annoying. We want to take a look at the word harmless. What's harmless?
If something is harmless, that means it's harmless. It won't harm you. It won't hurt you. And of course, our lesson is saying that the dog's intentions are really harmless. The dog doesn't want to hurt you. They're just really excited and eager to see you.
That's right. But some people do perceive this behavior as kind of annoying. So we need to take a look at that word, perceive. If you perceive something in a certain way, that means you see it that way.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, well, let's keep going here in our lesson. And it says, and it can be particularly dangerous if you have a large dog jumping up on a child or elderly person.
Well, I think we should look at that word particularly as well. This means it's especially dangerous. So you could use this word in another way. Be particularly careful on that road. Or, I'm particularly worried about Rebecca. She's really scared of cockroaches.
Gabe, you're always bringing up cockroaches. What makes you think I'm particularly afraid of cockroaches? Yes, I don't like cockroaches in my kitchen. Do you?
No, of course not. It's just a great way to use that word, particularly. You're particularly excitable today, Rebecca.
Well, right now, I think it's time for us to check out the Studio Classroom Challenge.
Gabe here for the SC Challenge. Are you up for the SC Challenge? Well, I'm here again with my friend Ariel. Hello, Ariel.
Hi.
Now, are you up for another SC Challenge?
Yes, I am.
All right. One of the words from this week was the word annoying. Are you ready with a sentence that uses the word annoying?
Sometimes my roommate can be very annoying.
Ooh, sometimes my roommate can be very annoying. Roommate, do you hear that? Stop being annoying. All right. Well, do you have a Chinese word for me for my SC challenge?
Yes, I do. My words would be 文学.
文学? 我念大学的时候,我主修就是文学。这样可以吗?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you up for the SC Challenge?
Maybe the SC Challenge will come your way someday. You better be ready. Okay, our first tip here is ignore the jumping. The best way to teach your dog not to jump is to show him that jumping won't get him any attention. And personally, I think the same goes for children. Oh, just ignore their bad behavior.
Wait, Gabe. Are you putting children in the same category as a dog?
Well, no, of course kids are not dogs. No, but I think that sometimes if we ignore some behaviors, then maybe they won't do that thing anymore.
I see what you're saying. Well, our lesson does say positive or negative attention. Mm-hmm. And Liz in Closer Look would like to take a closer look at this phrase. So let's go visit her now.
Hi friends, my name is Liz and let's take a closer look at this sentence. The best way to teach your dog not to jump is to show him that jumping won't get him any attention, positive or negative. The writer is giving a piece of advice and mentions how it's a good idea to let your dog understand that jumping won't get him any kind of attention, positive attention or negative attention. It doesn't matter. Now please notice the pattern in today's sentence. Subject plus verb plus object. M-description 1 or description to. This pattern is a very short and direct way of saying something is the way it is, and it doesn't matter if it involves description one or description two. Oftentimes, description one and description two are opposites. For example, let's say Regina goes to the senior center every Sunday, and it doesn't matter what the weather condition might be. Then we can say, Regina helps out at the senior center every Sunday, rain or shine. Or, let's say a certain doctor is very famous, and every patient who goes to see him has to wait in line, and every patient gets the same kind of medical care from him. We can say the doctor treats everyone in the same way and does not give special treatment to anybody, young or old. And that's it for today. See you next time.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happened. It is indeed an exciting place. Now, perhaps you've had to push a doggy off of your legs. Even if the doggy is excited to see you, it can still be very annoying. Well, right now, we are in the middle of an exciting lesson. If you want to learn some important tips about how to keep your dog from jumping on people, this lesson is for you. Well, let's find out what happens in our next reading.
Tips to help your dog stop jumping on people. Ignore your dog when he jumps on you. Don't make any eye contact or speak until all 4 feet are on the floor. At that point, calmly praise your pup. Turn your back. Another tactic is turning your back on your dog until he stops jumping. Once he stops, turn around and praise him and then pet him. Incompatible behaviors. Teach your dog to do something incompatible with jumping. For example, your dog can't jump while he is sitting or lying down. Teach your dog sit or down as an alternative. Calmly praise and reward your dog when he holds the sit or down.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 turn one's back on 这个成语，把背背向某个对象，意思是指对某人弃于不顾，或者是对某人不闻不问。例如 ,don't turn your back on me, I really need your help now. 不要弃我于不顾，我现在真的很需要你帮忙。或者是 all of Sandra's friends totally turned their backs on her when she's in trouble.当 Sandra 遇到危险的困难的时候，她所有的朋友都冷酷的袖手旁观。所以我们看的是 incompatible 这个形容词， IN 是否定的字首， compatible 是指相容的或者是协调的，所以 incompatible 是指不相容的或者是不能同时成立的。例如 The interests of the two companies became incompatible, so they decided to cease their cooperation.两家公司的利益后来变成有冲突，所以他们决定要终止合作。或者是 This old software is incompatible with my new computer. 这个旧的软体和我的新电脑不相容。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, well, our lesson says, don't make any eye contact or speak until all 4 feet are on the floor. Now let's talk about this phrase,to make eye contact. What exactly does this mean?
That means your eyes meet someone else's eyes and you focus on them. It could be for a long time or just a split second. When do you make eye contact with somebody?
One of the best ways to make eye contact with someone is when you're talking to them. It makes them feel very important and it makes them feel like what they have to say is especially important.
That's true. Well, our next sentence says, at that point, calmly praise your pup. At that point, let's take a look at that phrase. This means at that certain point in the process.
Exactly. So you might say, at that point, I decided to get up and go home.
Or I could say, go to the corner. At that point, turn left, and you'll see the store right there.
Exactly. Here in our lesson, though, it is saying that as soon as the pup has all 4 feet on the ground, mm-hmm. at that point, you can calmly praise your pup.
And speaking of pups, we have a nice picture of a pup right here.
Aww,
well,
so
this
cute.
Is a full-grown dog. When I think of a pup, I think of maybe a small dog or a puppy. But this is a cute dog. I like this.
Yeah, this is a cute picture. Well, talking about dogs, when you hear the word dog, you probably think of the furry animal. Well, the guys in the info cloud have more to say about different meanings of the word dog.
Today, let's take a closer look at the word dog. Besides referring to the furry animal, the word dog has numerous meanings. Just the other day, I saw a movie that was a complete dog.
That bad, huh? Well, I just finished a book that was not a dog, but it wasn't great either.
So, obviously, Ken and I are not talking about the animal. But dog, in this sense, refers to something poor, a failure.
You know, on days like today, I really miss the dog days.
Me too, Ken. I miss the hottest days of the summer. Now, if you ever feel extremely tired, you might say, I feel dog tired.
Well, if you work like a dog, then you'll likely feel dog tired.
Or if you get sick, you might be sick as a dog.
And if you think people are ruthless and selfish, well, that's because we live in a dog-eat-dog world.
But don't worry, because every dog has its day. And that means everyone will get a chance to succeed sooner or later.
And when you seize that chance, you just might become the top dog or the most powerful person in a group. Someone who is in charge of something, like the CEO of a company, is considered a top dog.
Lucky dog.
Dog 这个字除了表示狗还有多重的意义。如果你看了一部很烂的电影或一本很难看的书，你可以称之为 a dog, 就是失败之作。在寒冷的冬天，你也许会特别想念 the dog days,酷热期，也就是夏天最炎热的日子。还有呢，一些跟 dog 相关的片语，像 work like a dog, 字面上是跟狗一样的工作，意思就是很辛苦卖命的工作。若是你感到很累很疲劳，你可以说 I'm dog tired。 生病也可以用狗来形容， He is sick as a dog, 他病得像一条狗一样。A dog-eat-dog world, 狗咬狗的世界，是形容一个弱肉强食、尔虞我诈的社会。Top dog 也是一个片语，表示头头领导人，通常用来指老板或一个组织里头最重要的人物。比如说 ,he's the top dog in the company, 他是公司的头头。最后 ,lucky dog 是指一个运气很好的家伙。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, our last tip here is incompatible behaviors. Teach your dog to do something incompatible with jumping. That means something that he cannot do at the same time as jumping. For example, teach your dog sit or down as an alternative.
Wait, hold on, Gabe. You just brought up a great phrase that I'd like to talk about.
Yes.
As an alternative. This means that instead of doing one thing, maybe you could do something else instead. For example, since your favorite restaurant is closed, mm-hmm. as an alternative, let's go to my favorite restaurant.
Well, the movie theater is not open today. I guess as an alternative, we could rent a DVD and watch it at home. Okay, so use that phrase sometime today. Now, calmly praise and reward your dog when he holds the sit or down. Just like the little doggy in this picture, he is down.
He is down. Mm-hmm. So this would be a great time to praise your pup because the puppy is being obedient. Well, anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed learning about different tips to stop your dog from jumping on people. Well, right now, We're going to watch a review skit and then visit Linda in the editor's summary.
Excuse me, I've noticed your dog isn't very polite.
What do you mean?
She tends to jump on people.
Yes, she's excited to see people. Her intentions are good.
Well, I perceive it as annoying, and it can be dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yes! She could make a child or elderly person fall down.
Oh, no! How can I stop my dog from jumping?
Ignore the jumping. Don't give her any attention, positive or negative.
Ignore my little puppy? Aww.
Don't make eye contact or speak until all four legs are on the floor.
Yeah, and then?
At that point, calmly praise her.
Good girl. Good girl.
Another idea is to turn your back when she jumps up on you.
Turn my back?
Yes. And when she stops jumping, turn back around and praise her.
Yeah, good girl.
Or you can have her do something incompatible with jumping.
Incompatible? Like what?
Tell her to sit. Then she can't jump up.
That's a great idea.
When she obeys, you can reward her.
Good girl. Thanks. Look, she's better already.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dog jump up on you to greet you? You know, many dogs tend to do this because they're excited to see you. But even though the dog may be harmless, some feel this is very annoying. And it is even dangerous if a dog is big and jumps up on an elderly person or a young child. So in order to help people stop this behavior in their dogs, the American Kennel Club has given some tips to dog owners. They suggest ignoring the jumping. Show the dog it won't get them any attention, either positive or negative. Don't make eye contact or speak to the dog until all four of their feet are on the ground. Then you can praise him. Or turn your back on the dog until he stops. And once he stops, you can praise him. Or teach your dog something called incompatible behavior. Because incompatible means it doesn't go together, find something you can teach your dog to do that is incompatible with jumping. This could be sitting or lying down. And teach him to stay. And then reward your dog for obeying.
So, Gabe, which of these tips do you think is most useful?
Well, I like the ignoring the behavior tip. What about you?
I would say I like incompatible behavior. I think I'm going to teach my dog how to sit or lie down.
That's a good idea. What about you, friends? I don't know if you have this problem, but this is a very helpful article. All right, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.